Pasture management is top of mind or near top of mind for ranchers across the Northwest. Now, to help with management, Corteva has NovaGraze, but what is NovaGraze and how can it help as we start to look ahead to the warmer weather? To find out, I recently sat down with Abe Smith, range and pasture specialist at Corteva.
Couple things. NovaGraze is a brand new innovation that we launched earlier this year. NovaGraze is unique in that it's a product that our first offering that's a product that's safe to white clover and annual Lespediza. White clover is something that's overseeded into a lot of fescue pastures in Missouri, Kentucky, and some in Iowa, Nebraska as well. We haven't had a product that's been safe to white clover and annual Lespediza. NovaGraze represents a unique opportunity for us to bring a herbicide that is safe to those. And so after 30 days, they might be a little yellow, but they pop back up after 30 days and provides good safety. In your neck of the woods, where maybe you do have some white clover out there, it'd be a great solution, maybe an improvement over currently what folks are using in those areas that would be safe, which usually has been light 2,4-D applications. We're offering a big improvement on that. But for folks that don't have white clover, I've been talking to producers in my geography primarily about the opportunity to have a non-residual product that is a short-lived, it doesn't hang around long in the soil, which has a benefit that people are kind of looking for. They don't want some of the heavy-duty chemistry that has longer residuals out there. And that is actually an improvement over what many folks would do maybe with, again, simple 2,4-Ds or a simple tank mix of 2,4-D dicamba.
And in this economy, it's so important for ranchers, for producers, to be proactive. We can't just wait till we see those weeds. We've got to be proactive.
Yeah, and the earlier you treat them, the smaller the weeds are. Oftentimes, you don't have to dial your rates up to the top end of the rate range. And timing ends up being important just because, as I've talked with producers, the ones that I talk to that want to wait until I see them, by the time you see them, they're probably 2 feet tall. And so if you plan your applications, if you put together your game plan early, you have that ready to go come whether it's May 1st or May 15th, depending on your geography, maybe even later. But in that spring application season, that in that two-week window, just like you would have in a crop scenario, you have that early post-spray application timing. It's probably going to mirror what a lot of pasture spraying could look like as well.
Another issue that we face in the Northwest is drought. The last couple of summers have been very dry. What can I do about my rangeland when it comes to those dry conditions?
Yeah, even in Nebraska, we've just come out of a dry cycle ourselves, so we know what drought looks like. And really, at the end of the day, the most important thing that you can do as a producer is take care of those pastures early and often, because when drought strikes or if you're in the midst of drought, weeds are something that takes advantage of a situation like that. So if you're on the offense, if you're battling those weeds, we know over time, if we take out weeds out of a pasture, pound of weeds come out, we're going to put a pound and a half of good forage back in there. And a pasture that is well taken care of early on, if you are in a more temperate, more moist cycle where precip is more normative, you do the things that you can to build up that grass. So in our geography, that might be doing a little bit of fertility work, trying to make sure that, that grass is well rooted and you're getting some of the tonnage. But when that adversity strikes, when the drought strikes, that plant is more able to take on some of those adverse conditions. It's deeper rooted, has access to some of those, whatever moisture may be still be left there in the nutrients as well.
We talk about this more from the crop side, but it's no different on the livestock side. If you're going to have a good ROI when it's time to take those cattle off to the market, you got to invest now. You can't just hope that things go well.
Well, and that's exactly right. As I talk with some of my range producers, they don't think in a crop mindset. So in a crop mindset, most every one of your crop producers on every crop they produce, they've already put together a herbicide plan. Why? Because they intuitively know that weeds take away their yield. And they're, at the end of the day, their measuring scale, their scoreboard is bushels, right? For the grass producer, for the guy or gal that's grazing cattle, their scoreboard actually is pounds of beef. But how we measure that is going to be pounds of grass on the ground. So as you shift your mindset and you stop thinking about this, oh, it's just a field out there and it's got some weeds. No, you're actually a grass producer. And so your goal, your yield that you're trying to get is pounds of grass. And you may bale that, you may not bale that, but at the end of the day, that's what matters. And Corteva has a variety of tools that will actually help reduce the weed populations out there, some long residual, some short residual chemistries like NovaGraze that can suit a lot of different needs. Corteva remains committed to bringing innovation into all the segments of business, and specifically range and pasture that I cover. I'm just really pleased that we have new tools to offer customers today.
If there are producers and ranchers in the Northwest who have questions, they want to know about this specific pasture, Where can they go to get info?
I would go to rangeandpasture.com, which is our website, or look for us on social media under Corteva Pastures.
Once again, that was Abe Smith with Corteva.